Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We getting it in. It's live today, Celebrity Tuesday. Y'all know how we do it here on the Nikki Rich Show. We are broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California today. To all the listeners, you can call in at 323-580-5749. Again, 323-580-5749. And press that 1. If you want to press that 1, that let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And speaking of tonight, we have a special treat for you. We have celebrity journalist in the house. Tony Bowles will be talking with him, as well as authors Chris and Rick Strickland of Deep Confessions. Excited about that as well. So everybody that's listening in, tell your friends, tell your family the Nikki Rich Show is on, and you can call in anytime. We will have our chat room available. All you have to do is log on to NikkiRichShow.com, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And right now we got our social media up and running. So anybody tuned in, let us know you're listening in. Already we have people letting us know they're tuned in. So major shout out to all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. But you can follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and it's spelled MissNikkiRich. And you can follow at Nikki R Show, which is our official Twitter for our radio show. And lastly, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com if you want to learn anything about the Nikki Rich Show. You want to listen now, you can listen that way. And after the show, you can download the official iTunes podcast for free. It doesn't cost a thing of all our episodes and tonight's episode on iTunes. So you can go there after the show. But we have coming up in just a few moments our first guest for tonight, Tony Bowles. We're looking forward to that. We're so excited and we're pumped up tonight. I'm telling you guys, it's been an amazing week. So many amazing callers, guests, everybody tuned in. But we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get to some music real quick and commercials. So y'all keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station. We're going to go to the Arnett Grammy Award winning production and artist, the Arnett Stillmind.
Whoa.
I really, really want to show you.
listening to Grammy recording and recording producers and artists, the Arnett, and that was so mine. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. We are so excited and pumped up about tonight's guests. We got some amazing guests, Celebrity Tuesdays, that is. You can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. If you press 1, that will like let me know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. Also, to the listeners, you can listen on NikkiRichShow.com. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com. You can check out any information you want to know about our past guests, upcoming guests, and our sponsorship packages if you want to learn more. And I know a lot of people always ask me, what is your show about? Well, if you go to NikkiRichShow.com, we have all the links up to several of our shows, and we do have our podcast up as well. So you can go listen on iTunes and listen to all the episodes of the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we're going to get into more music, and we're going to get to our special guest in. We're just moments away from our special guest. But right now, we're going to go to Egypt Music, Throw Away the Key.
Turn around, here we go again. Looking like you're mad at me again. Did you ever? This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLike.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Does anyone want to know your name, Nikki? Hey, man, what up, man? It's your boy, Game Face, a.k.a. the Hitologist. Cortland, Virginia all day. Hip-hop backpacker. GM. Listen, man, when I'm not in the booth or when I just want something soothing to relax to, man, I'm listening to the Nikki Rich Show, man. Get with it or get lost. One of the hottest shows in Carolina.
You know you're sexy, too. I like your attitude. I'm even mad at you. Girl, you're still my boo. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Butter Love himself, RL, one-third of NEXT. You know what it is. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. Butter, baby.
Come on, 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 come on
All right, you were just listening to the exclusive sounds of Intro. We had to take it all the way back. We had to take it back to that intro, man. That come inside right now. It's about that time. Our special guest is in the house, and so many listeners tuned in. Shout out to everybody from across the globe. And just so you know, we're broadcasting right now from L.A., Los Angeles, California. So shout out to everybody that's in California right now. Much love to you and everybody on the East Coast, too. We got to show love to the East Coast as well. But right now, we're going to get to our special guest. And with no further ado, I do want to let everybody know that you can, too, call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1 if you would like to speak to our guest tonight. 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Well, with no further ado, I would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show celebrity journalist Tony Vogue. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for having me. This is an amazing opportunity. Thank you.
Yes, yes, we're so excited to have you here tonight. First time on the Nikki Rich Show, Celebrity Tuesdays.
And hopefully it won't be the last.
No. Well, to all the listeners out there, you know, they might not know who Tony Vogue is, but we know, everybody knows who Tony Vogue is, Anthony Vogue, that is. Now, for those who might not know, we want to let everybody in, let them know that you are a celebrity journalist. You also have worked with so many people out there. Now, go ahead and give them a little bit of info about yourself.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I write. I enjoy writing, and I wanted to combine two of my favorite passions, writing and interviewing and talking. I'm a great listener, so I really love to listen and I love to write. So I wanted to really combine these two passions together that I have, and I figured, how can I do this? So I have this dating advice column for the Examiner.com, the online company that I write for, and it just turned into a blaze of fire. It ran off with my first interview being from the Real Housewives of New York City, Jill Zarin of Bravo. And from there, it just went on like rapid fire. Reality television is taking over our TV, so it's, you know, they're stars in their own right. And to talk to the people that I enjoy watching on TV and seeing it all come full circle has just been a really amazing ride for me. And it really is something I really enjoy. And at the end of the day, I just really love to write.
That's awesome, and that's awesome. We know that you also have, you know, been the youngest person as well. Now tell us, I mean, how did you become the youngest person to be out there that's doing this?
I'm 22 years old. I'll be celebrating my 23rd birthday in July. So I started this column when I was 21, actually. It's intimidating because you have a lot of experience. Real journalists, and when I say real journalists, I mean people who are reporting on the news, real news, just aside from reality television stars and all of that. So it is a little intimidating, but at the same time, it's making me more mature, and I look up to a lot of great writers and a lot of great bloggers.
Exactly.
But to be young, I just hope that I inspire other young people of my generation that despite your age and despite where you are in life, if you have a goal, if you have a dream, you can really make it happen.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You are inspiring all the young people out there, and it doesn't matter your age or when you got started or what have you, because I'm going to let everybody know that your column receives, like, a well over 45,000 views a week. So that goes to show
you're
doing
something
right.
Thank you so much. I honestly can't even tell you how incredibly grateful I am to have readers that are really supportive, whether it's emails, Twitter, or what have you, and people who just read, you know, what I write. And I'm just incredibly thankful that people care about what I write and who I interview and offer suggestions of who they would like to see me to interview. It's really amazing. I'm really very thankful.
Now, was there anybody in your family or anybody that inspired you as you got started to continue on? Because you know how sometimes we say, "Oh, I want this is what I want to do. I want to be a journalist, or I want to interview these celebrities and so forth." Was there anybody that motivated you or inspired you along the way?
A lot of people may not know this about me, even my closest friends and associates or work colleagues or what have you. My grandmother, I'm originally from New York City, and my grandmother was a writer in New York. She wrote for a newspaper, actually, in New York City, where we grew up. And I have some of her writings. They're very, I call them my prized possessions, and I have them, and I read them. She had a manuscript, and I enjoy reading her stories. And I said, you know, if my grandmother can do this, there's no reason why I can't do this. And her writing was so genuine, and so she had such a nice craft about it. And I said, you know, my grandmother really inspired me to begin writing.
I'm going to tell you, it's not an easy job out here, especially when you're writing and writing about different people, like whether it's controversy or gossip or what so forth. How do you handle that daily, you know, with the feedback and also the people coming back at you? How do you manage to handle that?
Well, it's really, you know, I think in this business you have to put your armor on, and really, you know, they're not coming at me per se. They're coming at someone that they don't like on TV. And, you know,
yeah.
So I give an interview, and, you know, they'll, you know, criticize me or whatever. But really, it's mind
mm-hmm.
over matter. I don't,
exactly.
You know, I don't mind. They don't matter. You know, but what, at the end of the day, they still read the, you know, they still read the article. They, you know, left their comment. And that's all I, you know, you're still reading. You're still discussing that person. You're still talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're still making that person relevant. You're still reading my work. So, again, I thank you in the same breath.
Exactly. And I know just this past year in 2013, you have been a part of some amazing events and got invitation to some amazing events as well. You got all the fashion weeks and the fashion shows. What is it like New York Fashion Week? I mean, what is it like just being a part of those shows?
You know, I grew up in New York. I grew up in Harlem, New York, and I never experienced that culture of New York before. I'm talking
yes.
about the fashion, the media culture before living, you know, this black and Spanish kid growing up in Harlem. So to experience
mm-hmm.
this firsthand, stuff that you see in the magazines and on the TV show, Fashion Week, or popularized in movies or in sitcoms, to be firsthand and to get such an exclusive glimpse was really mind-blowing to me. And so I got really inspired because I am young. I'm currently in graduate school, and, you know, it's very inspiring to me. It really motivates me. But those shows and those invitations and events are really, really just an extra bonus to this whole thing that I'm doing.
Yes.
I'm just really thankful for all the publicists out there that support me, all my PR friends, all my friends, all the contacts that I've made. And, you know, there's nothing like New York fashion, I'll tell you that. And so I'm really thankful, and I have some more amazing events coming up on the calendar this year that I will be attending.
Also, you know, I can agree with you because it's a totally, totally different culture. And these days and times, you know, more people are really, really getting involved into fashion, whether you are an artist, an actor, athlete, they are really getting into fashion, and it's totally different. But what I've noticed that everything kind of coincides with each other, and it's really amazing area. If anybody want to check it out, it's totally different.
Definitely, yes. I would concur.
And you covered it all: New York, Baltimore, Brooklyn, and recently also the Rockefeller tour. What was that like covering that?
You know, to see those group of people that have had such an amazing landmark on hip hop culture and the rap industry, to see them, you know, reunite as for first of all, it was such a great cause. Part of the proceeds went to the Sandy hurricane relief, and to see them live on stage and be backstage with them and know their legacy and their history was just really amazing to see that even despite all their individual, you know, battles and everything that they're going through, they're able to come together and still produce music that everyone enjoys and listens to and really what represents hip-hop culture. So that was an incredible experience in that event. That was an amazing experience.
That's truly amazing just to be a part of that. And I do want to let everybody know, because right now, I don't know if you know this, Tony, but the lines are crazy, and we're going to go to the phone lines. I do want to let everybody know we are here live today with Tony Bogue of Examiner.com. It focuses on reality television, pop culture, and also questionnaires. So if you are listening in and you want to speak with him, all you have to do is dial 323-580-5749 and press that 1. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. Is that cool with you, Tony?
Yes, that's all good.
Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines right now. And to everybody, this is an awesome show, a positive show. We have all age range listening in, so we're going to go to the phone lines. 215-300. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 215, you are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hello, my name is Ashley, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hey, Ashley.
Hello. Tony, I've been a fan of yours for quite some time. I've been reading your columns that you were talking about relationships, and then I've noticed that the direction has changed to celebrities. And one of my questions for you was, during your 100th column celebration, what was your favorite moment?
During my 100th column celebration, what was my favorite moment? Was that the question?
Yes, that was the question.
Okay, well, I celebrated my column in New York City. Nikki, I don't know if you are aware or not. I interviewed over 100 people, had a great rooftop party at Hotel Gansevoort in the Meatpacking District. And the greatest moment for me was when I was on that rooftop and I was looking over the city, and it all came full circle that I had a goal, I had a dream, and it was reality, and this was my moment. Being on top of that rooftop, having my friends and family all in support of me in New York City, being in the city that I adore and love so much, and to have my readers, and it was such an incredible, amazing week and amazing celebration. So being at the rooftop, having that drink, and looking over Manhattan was the best moment of the 100 celebration.
All right. Now, do you have any more questions for him as well?
Well, I have one other question.
Okay.
I've noticed that his column has taken the turn. Do you feel as though you'll go back to speaking on relationships? Or is celebrity reality shows more the direction you want your column to go in?
You know, if my readers want it, then that's what I do. But right now, I'm really busy with the reality shows because they're just so entertaining. Like I said, I love doing my relationship columns. That's really what started, put me on the map, to be honest. But you know, there's only so much that you can write about relationships. And I started the column more when I was single, so it was the single guy's version of dating and, you know, hooking up and my escapades. But I really settled down. I'm dating a lovely girl now. And so, you know, I don't really need to talk about my relationship in a column and make it so public. So right now I'll do the more celebrity scoop entertainment interviews for right now, if that's okay. If that's okay with you.
Yeah. Yes, that's fine with me. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for calling in. Much love to you.
Thank you so much.
Those are great questions, by the way.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to some more callers, too. What were you about to say, Tony?
I said she was almost making me scratch my head. I didn't know I wasn't prepared. I didn't have a script.
I know, that was real good. Awesome. Right, now we're going to go to 540455. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
My name is Monique, and I'm calling from Accokeek, Maryland.
Hi, Monique. Welcome.
Hello, Monique.
Hi, Tony. Well, I'm actually a very old friend of Tony's, and I'm a huge fan. I definitely read his first article, and I've read every one since. I just wanted to ask, because in my eyes, you are seriously making history. And I've always known you were going to be extremely successful, and I knew you was going to follow all your dreams and make everything possible that you wanted to. So I just wanted to ask, how does it feel to, you know, be at this point? You know, thinking about the past and just thinking about what you thought you would be doing and just knowing where you want it to be. How does it feel to be where you're at now?
It feels like a dream. I feel like it's not my life. I feel like I wasn't, you know, this wasn't supposed to be my life. There's been events and times where, you know, my life could have gone the complete opposite, in the complete opposite direction. So how do I feel? I feel extremely blessed, humbled, and just a sincere amount of gratitude for what life has given me, but also at the same time acknowledging that it really takes a lot of hard work and acknowledging my own ambition and motivation and really the support of family and friends that have really made this journey even worth it. So I feel incredibly happy. In a sense, I'm at peace and I'm happy because I'm doing what I love.
That's good. And my other question is, let me think, because I kind of lost it for a second. Are you going to continue this, like, as high as possible, as high as you can go? Are you going to continue to strive to do this? Because definitely want you to.
I'm going to go wherever the wind and wherever, you know, the offers take me. To be honest, you know, I don't want to give myself a goal and be disappointed. I never had this goal. You know, it was more like a dream or a fantasy, and then it just happened, you know, with a lot of hard work and pain and tears along the way. It really just happened. So I don't want to say, oh, I'm going to be the next, you know, Terrence from, you know, Terrence J or Ryan Seacrest. I don't know what the future holds for me, to be honest, but what I do know is that I'm focusing on right now and focusing on, you know, this 2013 and just doing what I really love, and talking to the reality stars and celebrities, and working with the great networks that I do work with, and creating great stories that my readers enjoy to read.
Okay.
Thank you so much for
awesome.
Calling.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I can agree with you on that. You know, sometimes, you know, we look so far ahead, you know, but sometimes you just want to enjoy this moment and worry about what's going on now, you know. And
yeah.
And it can get like that. And I
yeah.
love,
oh,
you
yeah.
know. Yeah, and I love when you was talking about how you were at your party and you was overlooking Manhattan. Because I know the feeling, I can understand that, because sometimes you got to be like, is this real? I can't believe this really happened. And all
Thank
you
yourself,
can tell
no.
people is it's real. It's real. This
yeah.
is real. That's all you can do. And, you know, and it feels good. Like you said, you have you shed your tears and, you know, you went through your struggles and your trials or whatever. When you're going through
yeah.
when you're trying to achieve your dreams, you know, because it's hard. Everybody sees the glamour. They see the glitz and the glamour and the celebrity.
Right.
But guess what? These people are not always what you see. They're not always nice, you know.
No.
Especially in an interview, it's
not.
Like, you got 5 minutes. Come on, let's hurry up. You know.
You don't want to do 501 because you won't get a second interview. I can guarantee you that with some.
Exactly. So it's not easy as that others might see it, you know. And so you put in the hard work and made the name for yourself and got the top-notch site out there that's making headlines, you know, and you're doing it. You are doing it all
Thanks.
By yourself, you know, with your thing, but, you know, it's yours, your baby.
Yeah, yes, it is my baby, and I love this baby. And it's the only baby I want for right now.
Exactly. Now, we also have support callers as well. We're going to get to right now. We're going to get to all you guys. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, that's listening right now. We're going to go to 267-231. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Xavier Jones from Maryland.
Hey, Xavier. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
How you
Hello,
guys doing?
Xavier.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing really well, man. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I had a couple questions for you. I just came across you on Twitter rather recently. I found you through a couple mutual friends. I just wanted to know, who was your favorite person to interview?
Wow. Favorite person that I interviewed?
Yes.
Oh, man. I interviewed a lot of people. Favorite person I interviewed. I recently interviewed Countess Luann from Real Housewives of New York City. We met in New York during my 100th Colin celebration. I've always been a fan of Luann from Real Housewives of New York. She was always very gracious, very well-mannered on the show. So to meet her in person and to have that opportunity was really, really grateful. But probably my most favorite interview, I recently interviewed also Erica Mena from Love & Hip Hop of New York. I read her book the day before my interview with her. They sent over her new tell-all book. And to see what she went through and to interview her and see her on the show and see why she has such a wall up and so defensive and to see her so vulnerable and raw, it was probably one of the most rawest interviews that I've ever done because she was so open about everything that she's been through and discussing so many, you know, issues that happened in her life and the book. So I would have to say that was probably one of my most favorite interviews because it was really, really raw and vulnerable. And, you know, it was very real. So that would be one of my favorite interviews because of the rawness that was with it.
Oh, okay. So you do meet a lot of people in person.
Yes, yes, I do, especially when I'm in New York. It's way more easier to meet people when you're in the city in New York. You know, all the celebrities are there, all the events are there, all the parties are there. So it's a lot easier to mingle and meet up for in-person interviews when I'm in the city. So sometimes, but mostly are phone interviews for the most part.
My last question, what is your end game here? Do you want to do this like full time? Are you trying to become an interviewer full time, or you just want to do this on the side?
My end game.
My
end game is I want to write as long as possible. I could continue writing for the Examiner for many more years to come, or I could have a office at Vibe Magazine writing. You know, as long as I'm writing and I'm doing what I love, I don't care what platform it is. So I don't want to sell myself short and give myself a goal that may not happen. But the end game is that I'm always going to write. And that wherever I'm writing, whatever publication I'm writing for, as long as I can have a laptop and a keyboard or just regular pad and pen, I'm going to be writing.
Okay. That sounds good, man. I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for calling in.
No problem.
Thank you so much. And I see we got some more callers. We got 267, 825. You are on the air. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tina from Philadelphia. How you doing, Nikki?
Hey, how are you? Welcome.
All right, Tony, how are you?
Hi, Tina, how are you?
All right, they asked all the questions that I had for you, but I do have a question. Since he asked what was your best, what was your worst interview you done?
Oh, I can't reveal that.
Okay, let me ask you another one. How long did it take before you was wasn't nervous anymore interviewing? Celebrities.
Well, the longer I do this, the more the higher caliber of celebrities I'm interviewing. So it's always this nervous factor. It just the nervousness increases each interview. There's always a level of nervousness. I just did Kim Zolciak yesterday from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She has such a huge following. She's been on this show for 5 years. And is a really reality TV star in her own right. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, I've interviewed over 120 people now, but there's still that little level of nervousness because at the end of the day, these are people that I looked up to or really admire or like on TV. So, you know, it's still some nervousness there. So it doesn't go away, but I just get better at hiding it and dealing with it. And so it's not apparent when I'm interviewing.
Okay. You had a caller said something about you did relationships, and you quoted that you're not really worried about doing relationships no more because you're in a relationship.
Yes.
Do you feel there's a damper with that relationship due to the fact you're dealing with a lot of celebrities and, you know, moving around a little bit?
A damper? No. I mean, she's very understandable. She's very she understands my time. She understands that this is what I do. And really, she's very supportive. You know, like I said, it takes a strong man, but, you know, a lot of people fail to realize that there's an even stronger woman behind him. And I'm fortunate to have such an amazing young woman in my corner. So it really just balances out, to be honest. And I'm just really thankful that she doesn't give me that extra stress. She just supports me. And at the end of the day, that's all I want. That's all I really need because I deal with enough jarring and stressful things throughout the day. So to have something in my life that doesn't cause more stress is simply a gift, a blessing, and is amazing.
Okay. Well, I have no more questions. I wish you luck, and I hope you get to that tower where you can say, I'm on top of the world.
Thank you so much.
And you enjoyed the evening, and Nikki, you did a lovely job.
Thank you
Bye.
So much. Thank you. Have a blessed one. And
you
and
too.
That is so amazing. You know, amazing callers calling in. Thank you so much for calling in. It's truly a blessing. This is what the show is all about. So many supportive, you know, listeners, and everybody just giving that great feedback and interview questions, and it's just truly a blessing just to have the listeners listening in to amazing entrepreneurs like yourself, you know, and
yes.
Good to have that person to stand behind you too, because it is hard when you out here, and like you said, you got the whole day to worry about stressful things, you know, and you just want to have something else,
yes.
You know. But you don't have to.
You know, so
I'm a lucky
man. I really am to have her. I'm very, very lucky.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, do you find it hard to balance that, I would say, your family life, your relationship life, and your work? Do you sometimes find it hard to balance that social time and your work time?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I do. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of having the iPhone out at dinner and responding to emails, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm responding to emails that are on the West Coast. So we might be out at dinner like at 7:30, 6 o'clock, and it's 3, 4 o'clock over in Beverly Hills or Los Angeles, so I'm responding to emails on their time. So she kind of gets annoyed with me and all that. And, you know, you have to tweet to promote the column and promote your articles and all that. So it is a hard balance. I'm not going to lie. But there are times where, especially on Sundays, I really just cut out from the world and really just spend that one-on-one time with her and at least just try to give her that day. But this, you know, it's no set hours for this. And you know that as long as you've been in this industry, that, you know, there's no, you don't come in, you don't punch a clock and you clock out, and then, you know, you have a typical, normal, monotonous day at home for the remainder or whatever. You know, it well exceeds into the evening. I've done interviews at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you know, what have you. Done interviews on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So, you know, it doesn't stop. But like I said, she's patient with me, and that's all I can ask, and just hope that she continues to be patient with me.
That is amazing, just to have her in your corner, and shout out to her.
Yeah.
With all that you have to deal with.
Yes,
but
yeah,
I
special girl.
Say, yes, a special, special person. And I do want to say congratulations just to you on all your success. And you motivate me and everyone else out there that's listening in, because, again, you're young, and not only you're young, you're making it happen. Like I said, 45,000 hits a week? Wow. Y'all do the math. So that in itself says a lot. It says a lot. And just stepping out on faith, you know, just stepping out and doing what you love. That is the thing, just doing what you love, because a lot of times we can say we want to do something and we don't end up doing
mm-hmm.
it. But you're making it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And stepped out and you did it.
Yeah, it takes a lot of love, Nikki, a lot of love.
Yes. Yes, it does. And you're going to continue to, you know, look at the amazing people you're interviewing, like Erica Mena and Kim Zolia. You know, those people right now, they're hot. They're in the headlines. So,
yes.
You know, they're coming to you, you know, the examiner.com. So people out there, you know, you're getting the latest right now. You know, nobody can say, oh, well, those are old school, those are old people. You know how? Because you're pursuing
yeah.
something, you're going to get the backlash or, oh, this is old, this is new, this is, you know, just comment theory. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're getting the people that's, you're getting the know right now. You know, you're getting the people that's in the news right now. That's
and what and what's current and relevant, that to me is always important.
Yes.
You know, I love that. I love, you know, people that are relevant, people that are making headlines, people that, you know, are people who are watching those reality stars or celebrities on TV or reading their book. You know, I love people who are relevant right now and really making such a huge impact. That inspires me, and that makes me want to interview them.
Exactly, exactly. And you're making it happen right here, 2013. What else can we expect from you in 2013? I know it's so many, I would say, columns and people out there that's writing. What can we expect from you in 2013 that's unique and different from all the others?
Well, currently, right now, I'm in graduate school in Pennsylvania. So I'm working towards my master's. So I'm actually going to be in school this summer. So you know, I know it's not all glamorous and whatnot. But you know, when I go on summer break this year, I'm looking forward to covering the MTV Video Awards. I was given press credentials for the movie awards in L.A., but I couldn't make it to L.A. So in an event to, you know, reciprocate that, MTV is going to grant me access to cover the MTV Video Awards at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So it'll be a little, you know, I'll be able to cover that event. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've always watched the VMAs. Who doesn't love the VMAs? So I'm looking forward to,
yes,
you know, interviewing the stars on the red carpet and, you know, being right there and at the Barclays Center, which is such an amazing addition to Brooklyn, New York. So I'm very much looking forward to the VMAs this year because I'm going to be right on the carpet and doing the interviews and working with MTV. So I'm very much looking forward to that this year.
Well, you keep doing it. Keep making that happen. It's going down this year. It's 2013 with Tony Bowles, everybody. Now, go ahead and let them know where they should go to check out your column as well as any information they would like to know.
You can follow me at Twitter at IMTJB, and you can, you know, follow and look up my columns at www.examiner.com. I tweet constantly all day all my information in my Twitter bio. So just, again, you can follow me on Twitter at IMTJB at Twitter.com.
Well, you know, we hope that you can, we stay connected. We hope this won't be your last time coming on the Nikki Rich Show because we know you have so many amazing people that you interview and on and share with us what you got going on and let everybody know updates on you. So we would love to have you back for a follow-up interview.
Yes, yes, I would love that, Nikki.
And not just, you know, one time. We always build the relationship here, Anthony.
I agree.
Yes.
Yes.
And anytime that you would like to come back, just let us know and keep us updated on everything you have going on, okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Nikki, and you're amazing, and congratulations to everything that you're doing. You're also such an inspiration. So thank you as well. You inspired
me.
Oh,
yes, thank you. And we're going to feature you on our site, too. We're definitely going to do that.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're so welcome. And keep working hard, keep making it happen, making major moves and headlines, you know, with all your exclusive interviews, and congrats again to all your success. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. We end by saying God bless.
God bless.
God bless, Nikki. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Everybody, you are just listening to Celebrity Journalist of TheExaminer.com, Tony Gold. You can go check out his official website. You can learn more about him and get to know him and all he has going on. I do want to let everybody know that you can, too, get ready for our next interview. You can call in at 323-580-5749. And we got the authors of The Confessions, so you definitely don't want to miss this. And we're going to take a quick break, and we want everybody to tune in to the hottest radio station on the planet. You already know it is The Nikki Rich Show.
Shout out to The Nikki Rich Show, one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and because she's going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you're going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You all right? You already know. Let's get it.
All right, all right. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We are live here today. Celebrity Tuesdays, we are getting it in. We just spoke with the celebrity journalist, Tony Bowles of TheExaminer.com. Right now, we have a special treat for you guys. We have the authors of Deep Confessions of Faithful Men in the house tonight, Chris and Rick Strickland. And with no further ado, I would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Chris and Rick Strickland. Hey. Welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you very much.
Very well. Yes. Thank you, Nikki. Very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're excited to have you guys here today.
We're excited to be here.
Yes.
Most definitely. Well, we know it's late there. You know, we're here broadcasting all the way from the West Coast, L.A., so we have a lot of listeners in from the West Coast as well. So a lot of people tuned in right now, and we're just pumped to talk with you guys on the Deep Confessions of Faithful Men, and we welcome you here right now to the hottest radio station.
Thank you.
And we thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, how did you guys, you know, tell us a little bit about how you got started into writing. How did y'all come together?
Well, to be honest with you, I started out writing poetry. And it started, actually it triggered to where I would wake up in the middle of the night and just write things down. So no matter what time of the night something came to me, I would just write it down. And eventually it led to writing a book.
And you just took it and made it into a novel.
Yes.
No, sorry. Did you have any, I would say, because, you know, writing, it can be challenging sometimes. You know, did you find it easier or hard to just to go with?
Well, it's not easy. But when it's something as important as what we wrote, you know, the book we wrote, it made it worthwhile because of the subject matter, the importance
right.
of the subject matter.
Right. And Nikki, this is something that had been kind of brewing within us for like for years, probably about 5 years. My brother and I, he lives in Florida and I live in Ohio. And so we converse every day, you know, for the most part. And so we began talking and talking about different things regarding relationships. And we came to realize that we had a book that we could put together that could really, really help people in marriages and relationships.
Was it anybody else that inspired you along the way, since you and your brother came together to write this novel based on relationships, not only your relationships? Did you see anybody else that was in your family or friends as well?
Well, I was just going to say, for me personally, it wasn't anyone famous. It was more just seeing a lot of broken relationships. I mean, all around me, you know, whether it be in my family and my friendships, and that was kind of inspiration for me to write something that could really help mend these relationships.
Okay, all right. And to all the listeners that's listening in right now, we're here. We're live with Chris and Rick Strickland, the authors of The Deep Confessions of Faithful Men, and they're giving us a breakdown of how they got started into it. And, you know, being being a writer, I would say, you know, you got to get in that writing mode. How long did it take for you guys to, I would say, how long was the process? Was it a short term or a year or several years? How long did it take?
You know, I don't remember the exact amount of time, but it took a little time. I'm not sure if it was a span of 2-3 years. I'm not sure, but it took a long time.
Yeah, it was probably a 2-3 year period as far as writing the book. But we were gathering information on it, really, for over the course of 5 years. But just to start actually writing it, it probably took 2-3 years.
And you know, you stick with, is it just relationships that you're sticking with or that you talk about in the novel, Deep Confessions of Faithful Men? Is that all that you mention in the novel?
Well, in the novel, yeah, it deals with confessions that men are coming forth with. But at the same time, it also answers some of the questions that women really want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the questions that they would not get a truthful answer from if they were standing face to face with a man. And I don't know why, but it's believed that these are the types of things that are very tough for men to answer. But we did surveys on women and asked them if there was one question they wanted to know honestly from a man, what would it be? And the women poured their hearts out. And we took these questions to men. And we allowed them to answer. Now, they first wanted to know whether or not they were going to be exposed. And we assured them that they were not going to be exposed. Because this is some serious stuff. And it's very important. And some of the stuff, you know, if you go to our website, it's been a lot of very good reviews on it. And a lot of the women are putting very good reviews, and they're saying how honest, you know, the honesty that they're getting. And some of them might say some of it is alarming, just depending on, you know, just depending on where you are in your relationship. You know?
Okay. Now, why is it that you think that, I would say, infidelity is such an important topic in your book?
Well, Nikki, infidelity is such an important topic in our book because we live in a country where the divorce rate is around 50%, which is one out of every two marriages ending in divorce. I mean, one out of every two. Not one out of 100 or one out of 1,000, but one out of every two.
Oh.
And that number should be alarming to us. But it's almost as if we've come to accept it. And somebody has to draw the line somewhere, you know. Somebody has to begin to take a stand and say, it stops here, you know. And so infidelity is one of the major reasons why that percentage is so high. So my brother and I decided, I'm sorry?
My brother and I decided to find out
what's going on in these marriages and relationships that's making infidelity such a major issue.
Well, bro, this, I'm going to tell you what it is. I mean, because infidelity is a family killer, and I got to take you as far as back when I was a child. I want to kind of try to paint a picture for you why this is such a serious topic. See, when I was a child, Father's Day was a very, very hard day for me. You know, I never thought those words would hurt so much. Every time I would hear those words, I think about when I was in elementary school. And the teacher had all of us making these gifts for our fathers. I mean, you know, we're in there. I'm just going through the motions. But actually, you know, the other kids were displaying joy and excitement, but I would abandon myself into a state of depression because I knew that gift that I was making, my father would never get. I knew that he would never get that gift. So I would go through the motions. I would take that gift home, and I would hide it under the bed. One day my mother found all those gifts, and I could see her holding back those tears. I could see her holding back them tears. I'm telling, I mean, it hurt me just to see it, because she knew that he had walked out. He was a victim of infidelity. I mean, I'll tell you even this. I didn't even know how to shave. Nobody, I mean, something as small as that. Something as small as just, you know, I had nobody at home to teach me how to shave. Now, if you think that the topic of infidelity doesn't reach down deep, it reaches down deep, and it's killing families.
Wow.
And it's hurting the lives of children. This is a serious topic.
It is. And you know, you hit it on the nail. I think people, they like you said, they are accepting it. And it's not something that you should accept. You know, everybody, they're cool with it. Oh, it's fine, you know. And that's the first thing that people say is, do you know the divorce rate? That's the first thing they say. Like, it's
right.
Something that's accepted.
Right.
Yeah, we know the divorce rate, but it doesn't mean you have to be one in the ratio.
Right. That's right. How long do we let it go on? You know. How long do we need to let it remain 50%?
Because I tell you,
now,
I
what
mean,
do you think,
every time.
What do you think they can do to change it? You know, make things change.
I'm sorry, say that again, Nikki.
I said, what do you think you can do to make changes? How can we change things?
Well, that's
well. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's some of the things that we talk about in the book. Everything it starts with men. It starts with these confessions of men. Because what these confessions represent are the truth. They represent what a man is really thinking. They represent how a man really and truly wants to respond to a woman. But instead of doing that, men have bit their tongues, or they've suppressed the truth. They withheld the truth, or they just flat out lied instead of telling these women the truth. Okay? And so these confessions and these thoughts that men have just gotten buried in their heart. And what we're trying to do in this book is bring those things out, because that is who that man really is. That's how he really and truly wanted to respond. But he held that in. We're trying to uncover that and bring that out, because that truth is what's going to help build these relationships back together.
I want to touch a little bit on that, what you're saying there, bro, because that's really true. Because when you think about it, most of the time when men and women get into relationships, they're at that stage where they're not really and truly being themselves. They enter into something with false pretense, just for the sake of impressing each other. But in reality, some of those things stop when a relationship gets comfortable. So everything gets comfortable and things seem to start to reside, you know. And then you have to rely on something more than what you began with. So you began with something that isn't true. It was kind of more of a lie instead of being who you are during the beginning of the relationship,
right?
Which is very important. But that's basically all I have to say about that one, you know.
Well, I can agree, because I know friends and I know people who act totally different, you know, than with the person they first meet. And then end up changing, everything ends up changing, and it's not how they perceive the person in the beginning, instead of being who they you know, normally is. And a lot of times,
because then that
turned out with how you acting now instead of being yourself.
Yeah, that makes it tough because what happens, it throws the other person into shock when they see who you really are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it causes a rift. It causes a rift in the relationship.
It does. And what do y'all think about now? Deep confessions of faithful men. That is the perfect. This novel is out at the perfect time. I want to tell you because there's so many people out there now from the reality TVs, and the big thing is infidelity and I would say what they would say side chicks and different things like that. What is your take on those reality TV shows where the ladies sometimes get mad at the men, but they continue to stay in a relationship with men that have one person already, and you see them both of them, but they continue to stay in these relationships, you know, even though they know it's infidelity.
Right.
Well,
and the reality is, reality TV is not the reality. It's not what
mm-hmm.
should be the reality, you know. I mean, it's entertaining, it's making money. That's what they're really all about. But they're not looking at the bigger picture of what they're really doing to families, you know. I mean, we're continuing to set families back, you know, generation after generation. We can never get ahead because we're accepting infidelity. We're accepting it like it's supposed to happen, like it's normal, like it's what's expected, you know. And so we're kind of in an uphill battle because it's so accepted all over the place now, you know. So we're trying to go against the grain right now, bring people back to the way it should be, you know. That one man and that one woman, that's what makes a real man, you know, being able to be with one woman.
Because I'm going to say, I see it on all the social networking sites, and you see the comments with the different relationships, and people are commenting saying, oh, I want a relationship like theirs, or their relationship is so cute, when this guy is messing with two girls, or this girl might be talking to two guys, you know, and everybody is saying, this is an awesome relationship. I want to be like them. No, it's not making sense. It's crazy.
Wow, yeah.
Well, see, I think they use the term the man the wrong way.
Yeah.
They say
mm-hmm.
you're the man when you got more than one woman. But I believe that you're the man when you got one woman. And you're taking care of that woman.
Right.
Exactly. That's so true. That is so true. And nowadays, these people are getting married just to say they're married. And then they're getting married to say they're married, and they're also talking to whoever they're talking with on the side.
Wow.
Dealt with any, I would say, people that you know of that's just like that? You know how people want to just go through the motions, but yet still talking to other people?
Yeah, most definitely. I have friends like that. They're married, but they just got married just to say that they were married. So they're married on paper, they're married legally, but they still conduct themselves, you know, just like, you know, when they used to go out to the clubs or whatever, they still conduct themselves in that same way, talking to whoever they want to talk to, going out with whoever they want to go out with. And some of them, their wives know it, you know, and they just accept it. It's really a shame. We're trying to reverse that. You know, somebody has to do something about that. We can't just keep letting that go on. You know.
Can't. You can't. And you can't just keep letting it go. And people think that it's cool, and it's not. It's not. And it's not cute, and it's not a relationship that everybody want to be a part of, you know?
Right, right.
That's true.
Exactly.
You know? Now, what are y'all, what advice are you giving to, you know, change people's thoughts on that? Or, you know, to help them if they're in, I would say, in a situation like this?
You said, you know, the question was, what have we done
what is that?
To change
no,
somebody?
I said, what are your advice or that you have given to help people that's in a situation like this? Or to help change their thought process, you know, change their thoughts to it's not cool to want to talk to more than one person.
Well, to be honest with you, sometimes it takes starting with one person at a time, you know, to reach the mask. But see, I'm starting even with dealing with the younger brothers, but some of the older brothers got to. You know, they're getting stuck in their ways a little bit. But I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to start at the younger brothers. I deal with a lot of younger brothers at work. And, you know, my key word for them when I'm dealing with them is integrity. You know, and I tell them, I say, well, I want you to go look up integrity for me. Just you know, on your own time, man, and come back tomorrow and let's talk about it a little bit. I kind of start there because when you start to look it up, you know, and talk about doing the right thing when no one's looking, you know, all the different types of things like that. And people need a constant reminder when dealing with stuff like that, because you can often slip back into what you're doing before without that person holding you accountable. I was always under the opinion that if you had somebody to hold you accountable, somebody that you were accountable to, you tend to do a little bit better. Somebody that's a good role model, you know, because there's a lot of bad role models out there. But when you get a good one, someone who's going to tell you when you're wrong and don't care if you don't like it, you know, kind of the way my brother do me and I do him, you know. If I'm wrong, he tells me, and he's, you know, vice versa.
That's
where it has to start.
Most definitely. It does. It has to start there. And a lot of people, you know, you do have to break it down one by one by one. And they're going to tell somebody else, and then it's going to be somebody else tell somebody else, you know, because right now it's just really out of hand. It's out of hand. So
it's like a wildfire.
It is. If they go purchase, you know, your novel, then everybody can check it out and read it and just, you know, tell somebody else and pass it along the way. That's where it starts.
Yeah, because see, in the novel, we can get it out to broader masses, but as it stands, we do it whatever way we can. I mean, because it's that important to get the word spread about it. The book should help. It should help because I think it shines a light on those things. It shines a light on them, and as I've said before, well, I mean, not maybe to you, but to other people, is that these kind of things we're dealing with, when it comes down to infidelity, it's basically a spirit, you know, a sinful spirit.
It is.
And
it is.
You can't fight that without, you know, you can't fight that on your own. And sometimes you need that support from other brothers, even other sisters, if it's coming the other way, you know. But think about it. Infidelity dressed up with lipstick, some high heel shoes, and it's looking pretty. And it's catching all these men off guard.
It is. And another thing is, you know, like a lot of people like to blame the men, but the women, they know. I mean, the men tell them. You know, the men, I'm going to tell you, just from my view, I'm just going to give you
from my view. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. from my friends and the men and the relationships, what I've seen is that a lot of men tell the ladies, it's just up to them. They continue to stay. They continue to be with mm-hmm. these men, knowing they have been straight up. Because a lot of times the men be straight up. You can't blame the men, like, on just say, for instance, on these shows. You know, you can't be the man. You know, he's telling you. You know, you see it in your eyes. This is, but I don't know. Love is blind, I guess.
It sounds like it's a matter of what the women want or willing to accept. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
I talk to a lot of men that say things like, you know, I tell a woman outright that, hey, I don't want no ties in this relationship. All I want to do is do this and then get on my way. Mm-hmm. If you're down for that, we good.
But what about the men that do tell them that? They tell them, because I can tell you right now of a person that the guy has said, you know, I don't want a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship and tied down right now. But yet, you still going to his house, you know? And then you, like, you really still hoping that he still want a relationship.
But I can tell you this. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a woman that, you know, you get some women to think they can change a man, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's telling her up front what he wants and what he don't want. And she just, in her mind, she's going to be that one that's going to change his mind, you know, which is foolish because it rarely, if ever, happens, you know.
Exactly. And you know, like you said, it boils down back now to being accepted. Like, everybody is accepting it. Like, it's cool, you know. And I feel like you can't fault the men, because once you just keep seeing them, he's going to keep doing it, you know?
Right.
He's
right.
Like,
that's
just keep in mind that everything in life has consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we don't think about that until the consequences upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be losing the person you love, and all of a sudden you didn't realize it until you lost them, or maybe if you remember seeing the movie Temptation, caught some kind of deadly disease that now you wish you were able to take that day back and do it and have a do-over, so that maybe you could have responded differently. But either case, you would not be there if you held integrity intact.
Exactly.
Right.
And that is so true. That is so true. And a lot of people find themselves in those situations. They did.
Right.
And see,
what we try to show in our book is, what do you do when you first get that? When you first get that thought of doing something with somebody else, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's where we are guiding people. How do you deal with that thought? How do you deal with that thought when it first comes into your mind? You know? Because we have
mm-hmm.
to attack it there. Because once you allow that thought to begin to meditate, and you start thinking about it more and more and more and more, and it becomes a desire in your heart, you're almost bound to carry it out then. So we teach people how to attack it when it first becomes a thought in your mind, you know?
Yeah, see, because I think the problem is a lot of men don't really know who they are.
Right.
Chris, that's what I think. And just like your quote, huh?
I totally agree, bro. Totally. We have a quote on our website that says, a man does not come to know what type of woman he needs until he comes to know what type of man he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found that it's possible that
men can go their entire life without ever really knowing who they are. Okay? And so how can you lead a family if you don't know who you are? I mean, how can you be the head of your household? How can you be that man that's going to be that example to your son or to women, period, you know? If you've never come to know who you are, how do you know what type of woman you need if you've never come to know who you are? You don't even know what type of woman you need. You know, so maybe that's why men are running, just going and messing around with various women, because they just don't know who they are.
They don't know.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we try to, help men find out who they really are and put them back in their rightful place as a man, you know, as the head of household, so to speak.
Okay. Now, you guys, I mean, I know we have so many listening in right now. Now, tell them real quickly, because I just want y'all to let us know where they can quickly check out and purchase your book and also find you on social media.
Okay. You can find our book at www.deepconfessionsofmen.com, and you can find us on social media on Twitter at deepconfession1, the number one, at deepconfession1. So the website again is www.deepconfessionsofmen.com.
And also, you have an Instagram as well. I'm correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And that Instagram is deconfession1.
deconfession1. Everybody, you can go check that out there as well, all the social sites, and as well as the official website to go purchase the novel. Now, what can we expect from you guys coming up? I mean, I'm really enjoying this tonight, just having you guys on. I feel we should have like a part two. What can we expect from you coming up?
Well, we have Deep Confessions of Faithful Women that we're working on, because we want to give the women an opportunity to respond to some of the things that some of these men said in this book. It kind of disturbed a lot of women when they read some of these confessions. And so they naturally wanted to, come back, so to speak, with what they had to say about men. You know? And so we're working on that. We're excited about that. But that's on the oven right now. It's cooking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's hot. That's really hot. Now,
yeah,
what are some of the feedback that y'all are getting from the women? What are some of the feedback you give?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I would like you to take, I'd like you to take, and if there's any listeners, to go to the website and go to the reviews and just read what some of those women are saying about what they read in the book. Because,
okay.
I mean, we were going to say something about one of the comments that the men made in the book, just to kind of give you a taste of it. And I think Chris had that, but I'm not sure if he has something he wanted to say about that. But just wanted to hear kind of.
Nikki, if you like, I can read a little excerpt from the book if you like.
Go ahead.
Yeah, fine. We have time for that. Okay, now this it's a question from a woman, and it comes from our a chapter in the book called Heart to Heart Confession, and that chapter is where we gather questions from women, and we took them to men and had men answer those questions privately. So we created a heart-to-heart conversation between men and women. So this woman, she asked, why is it after a good woman is out of your life, after cheating, you try to get her back? Why don't you think about the effect it will have before cheating and lying? Okay? So here's the answer to that question. The first thing you need to understand is that men have an oversized ego, especially after we've been intimate with the woman. If a man has ever been intimate with a woman, no matter how long ago it was, he always thinks he can come back to her, even after cheating. Now, the main thing that makes him believe this is you. Your actions may be even bigger than his ego, at least to him. As a matter of fact, your actions either inflate or deflate his ego. For instance, a man has cheated on you, and what do? You spend so much time asking him why. You decide to play Lieutenant Columbo in an attempt to find out why. You sometimes go to his house and ask him why. You're up at his job wanting to know why. You're calling him day and night to ask him why. Now he knows that you're upset, but he also knows that you're still communicating with him, even though it's not very pleasant communication. We will never understand what satisfaction a woman would get out of any answer a man would give. So what does he begin to do? He's now ready to show his love. He wants to show how sorry he is. He starts sending you flowers, offering to take you out to lunch, take you out to dinner, etc. Some women start liking the attention they're now getting. They try to play it tough, but he starts wearing you down, and before you know it, you're back together. You left the communication in place for him to try to come back. Whether it's a phone call, an email, a text message, you're leaving the communication open for him to come back. What should you do if you're really and truly done with him? Change your phone number. Change your email. Do not open the door if he decides to pop up at your doorstep unannounced. Threaten to call the police if he shows up again. If you do these things, you'll never see him again. Do them immediately, and you won't even know that he's trying to get back to you because he won't be able to contact you at all.
I can, I said, you were leaving the door open. That is so true. So very true.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
No, that's basically what happens, and it's absolutely true. The men just play the game.
And you just open it up and keep it open, you know, for the person to come back. That just
right.
Listening to that, that's just a teaser right there.
Now I can give you, I don't know if you have any more time, give you one more teaser before we close
okay.
it out.
Go ahead. We're here. It's all about you guys
there,
today.
This one seems to be a little bit more, maybe a little bit shaky or scary to women.
Okay.
Because this is a section that, this is a subject that I call moments of stimulation. Because there's a possibility that men could be faced with what we call moments of stimulation. What that means is throughout the day, depending on where a man spends his day, he can see women that he finds attractive. So we're visually stimulated creatures.
We can't hear.
And we get in the
okay.
mood for sex
okay.
based upon
you're
what we
a little
see.
Bit.
You're saying?
Your phone is breaking up.
We're breaking up?
You there? You're breaking up.
Okay, so you can bring it up a little bit. You still there?
I'm still here.
Can you hear me?
Get a little choppy.
Can you hear me?
You're breaking
up a little bit.
A
one you're going to have to get if you read the book. Moments of Simulation.
I think we're breaking up for 1 second to everybody listening in. We're talking with authors Chris and Rick Strickland. They're the Deep Confessions of Faithful Men. And this is just a taste of what's to come in this novel. So if anybody out there that's listening in, you can purchase this exclusive novel here. You can go to their official website. You can follow them on Twitter. And there's so many places that you can go as well and purchase it. And all you gotta do is Google it. And, you know, we're just truly grateful that you guys are here tonight to talk and share your vision and your novel with us. It's truly a blessing that we have so many amazing people out here that just, I'm enjoying this. And just sitting here and listening to the novel and you know, have this spot on the Nick Rich Show where we are talking about relationships and infidelities and different things like that. So it's kind of different here tonight. And I'm glad that you guys are here with us tonight just to discuss your novel.
And it
feels good to bring something different to the table. So it's pretty hot. That you guys are on, and thank you so much for just allowing us to listen to your story and what you have is, you know, for us tonight. And to all the listeners out there, you can tune in at 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to our guest for tonight. Again, we are authors, Chris and Rick Strickland, and they are the authors of the Confessions of Faithful Men. And you can, again, call in right now at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to our guest. To all the listeners out there, we do have our chat room available. You can hit us up on our social site, which is at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's spelled at MSNIKKIRICH. Again, that's at Miss Nikki Rich. You can hit us up on our social site and check us there. But we're going to get back to our guest in just a few. I know having a little difficulty, so we're going to check back in here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show. And to everyone, we thank you for all your support. We've been having some just awesome guests and awesome people calling in. And people hit me up right now. Everybody that's here, that's tuned in, that's listening in. I see you got the UK that's listening in. Shout out to the UK for tuning in to the show. People hit me up on my social networking site. But I think we're having a little technical difficulties here tonight with on our Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to get to our special guest in a few, but like I said, it's been an amazing, amazing show tonight. Shout out to all the listeners and everybody that has been a part of the show, and we thank you guys so much for all of your support. Thank you to our guests, Chris and Rick Strickland. We're going to be
All right, we are back to the Nikki Rich Show. I think we're having a little technical difficulties. Chris and Rick, are you there? We're going to get back to those guys in just a few. But so everybody, you can tune in to the Nikki Rich Show. You can listen to us 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to us. We're broadcasting live from L.A., so we'll be broadcasting from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. But you can check us out from 5 to 7 West Coast time, which is Pacific Standard Time. So you can check us out then. But we just thank everybody for just being a part of the show, supporting us, and just, you know, really, you know, just tuning in, because right now we are standing well over 311,000 listeners, so it's pretty hot, and we just thank you guys so much, and we thank Dean Chris and Rick Strickland for being our guests tonight. Much love to you guys. We're just so grateful, and we just thank you so, so much. Right now we're having we was having technical difficulties, and we're going to wind things down. Here tonight you can purchase the novel, Deep Confessions. You can go there, and you can go to deepconfessionsofmen.com. You also can go the Deep Confessions of Faithful Men on Twitter at Deep Confession 1. Again, it's Deep Confession 1, and go purchase the novel. And you can go and check out the latest, the views, as well as the comments that he has read to us tonight. And you can go to deconfessionsofmen.com. Be sure and check it out. Go support. This is an amazing, amazing novel. And these guys have worked really, really hard. So thank you so much for being our guest tonight. And again, we welcome you guys back anytime. And we're going to wind things down here tonight at the Nikki Rich Show. We're having a few difficulties, but to all our listeners out there, to all our everybody that has, you know, that's in rotation and that's part of the Nikki Rich Show, we will be informing you guys that we're having technical difficulties tonight. But we're going to get to it. So everybody follow me at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter, and we're going to wind it down. And we're winding down tonight by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. Much love to you guys.